On today's Everyday Grammar, we are going to look at things that are different from each other. In other words, contrasts. Let's start. At the 2024 Grammy Awards, one performance got the attention of many different sorts of music fans. It was the country music singer Luke Combs singing with singer and songwriter Tracy Chapman. Together they sang Fast Car, a song that had helped Chapman win a Grammy Award in 1989 for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. You can listen to the song on the Grammys website. The song won the Country Music Association Awards Prize for Country Song of the Year in 2023. Chapman is the first Black songwriter to win this award. Luke Combs recorded the song in 2023. He invited Chapman to sing it with him at the Grammy Awards show in February. In today's lesson, we will look at some of the words in the song and explore how they tell the story of two people. The two tried to find the American dream: good jobs, a nice home, and children. We will especially learn about the meanings of some indefinite pronouns and how they can be used to make contrasts. In the beginning of the song, Chapman sings about going someplace in a fast car.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
In this part, we hear pairs of contrasting words. The first pair is anywhere and somewhere. She says she wants a ticket to anywhere, which means there is no exact place she wants to go. A similar word appears in the line, any place is better. Then she says that together, she and her friend with the fast car can get somewhere. To get somewhere means to succeed or reach a goal. The next pair of contrasting words is nothing and something. The first expression is that she has nothing to lose. That means she will not suffer if what she tries to do fails. Again, speaking of what the young couple can do together, she sings, maybe we'll make something. When we use something as an indefinite pronoun, it can mean a thing that is quite good, as in the expression, that's really something. Moving on to the next part of the song, we find the singer is working at a low-paying job and wants to escape.
You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living.
Tracy Chapman has said she wrote the song about the lives of her parents. As a young couple, they struggled to create the kinds of lives they dreamed of. Listen for the words in the next part that contrast their dream with the reality of living in a shelter, a place for people without a home in which to live.
I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs.
Finally, we learn through Chapman's song that the young woman did not finish her education because she stayed home to take care of her sick father. The couple seems to continue to struggle in the last part of the song, but they have good memories of their younger years. Listen for the indefinite pronoun someone here. To be someone means to be an important person.
So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling someone.
Listening to Tracy Chapman's song, we find that indefinite pronouns can help express two ideas related to the American dream: to make something and to be someone. How do you express your own dreams for the future? Email us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us in the comments. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm Jill Robbins.